morning, neighbor. How are you today? Here we are again with Moments of Melody, 5 minutes to help you begin your day. It was C.H. Spurgeon who said, "He who has once got fairly into the Scriptures can never leave them. The book holds you as a magnet holds a needle, or as a flower holds a bee. If you want great thoughts, read your Bible. If you want something simple, read your Bible. If you want the deepest and highest truth that ever was, read your Bible. The book talks to us in our own mother tongue. Why should I have to ask another what my father says? The Bible to many is a dull book, as dry as an old will. But when you hear your own name read out in a will, you prick up your ears. What if there should be something in the New Testament of our Lord Jesus for you? When I found my own name there, my heart danced for joy. It was in these lines: God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. When he saw his name there in the Bible, in that word whosoever, it just seemed to him that heaven came down.
Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. When at the cross the Savior made me whole. My sins were washed away and my life was turned to day. Heaven came down and glory filled my soul. Savior I met. Oh, what a tender, compassionate friend. He met the needs of my heart. And dispelling with joy I am telling, he made all the darkness
Blessed are those servants whom their master will find watching when he comes. I promise you he will gird himself and make them sit down to meat and minister to them. Whether he comes in the second quarter of the night or in the third, blessed are those servants if he finds them alert. Be sure of this: if the master of the house had known at what time the thief was coming, he would have kept watch and not allowed his house to be broken up. You too then must stand ready. The Son of Man will come at an hour when you are not expecting him.